When you take intoxication, you are increasing illusion. The goal of life is to come out of illusion. The goal of life is to become self-realized. The goal of life is to realize God. So when I take intoxication, I'm going further away. I'm going deeper into illusion. The very word intoxication, the main word, toxic, poison. So I am destroying the body given to me by God. Just like you have a car. If you start to put the wrong thing in your car, it will break down. So, the body is a car given to us by God. It was meant for self-realization. But I'm destroying it. I am poisoning it. Therefore, there is heavy punishment. And I get deeper into illusion. Why do we take intoxication? Because we're not happy. We're looking for something to make us happy. But it's a false happiness. It's a temporary high. But then what happens? Crash. Crash. And now I'm deeper and worse than I was before. And to get out is going to be harder. So therefore, we are advised. Stop intoxication. Live a pure life. Be clean. And be happy. You'll be more happy not taking intoxication. And we all have, I have lots of experience. How old are you?
27.
All right. When I was 19, to 23, I was intoxicated every day. But what was happening? Down, down, down. I was getting worse. Then I found these people. I met one of these Martians. Just like this devotee here. Stand up. So I met someone like him. I was walking down the street. All of a sudden, I saw one of these guys. And he didn't say anything. He gave me a card. And then flew off on his spaceship. I didn't know where he was. What was that? But I looked at that card. And it said, chant Hare Krishna. And your life will be sublime. So, at the end of that day, I was going to see my girlfriend. Not mi esposa. This is long before I met my esposa. So it was a couple of hours on the bus. And I looked at that card. And on the card was the Maha Mantra.
Y en la tarjeta estaba el Maha Mantra.
And so I sat in the back of the bus. And I kept looking at that card. By 3 o'clock in the morning, I reached my girlfriend's house. Don't ask me why. But the first words out of my mouth, Linda, no more sex. We have to chant Hare Krishna. Then she got like a tigress and threw me out of the house. And I said to myself, wow, this mantra is so powerful. And that was the beginning. And soon after that, no more intoxication. And look at me now. Do I look happy? You want to be happy? Huh?
Yeah.
Let's bless her.
She wants to be happy, but she gets confused.
You get confused. These are your friends. This is your friends. Take a look. Group hug. Group hug. These are your real friends. We have a party every day. What?
She's running out of friends.
Then you got lots of friends. How many will be her friend? We'll all be your friend. And we don't judge. We only try to help. Is that all right? I'm asking him. Yeah, is that all right?
Yes.
All right. Confirmed. Okay, right now we're going to bless you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Everybody. See, she's smiling already. One more thing. One more thing. What?
She laughed a lot.
Good. Laughing is real intoxication. Now, one more word of advice. It's better to have one true friend than 100 false friends. It's better to have one real good friend. So I bless you that you have one good devotee friend.
Wise words.
Huh?
She said wise words.
Of course. Yes, better to have, like I have my wife, my best friend. You know why she's my best friend? Because she tells me, you're doing wrong thing. Snap out of it. Yes, right? Yeah, all the time. Every day. More questions. Yes.
She has a question about a specific situation in her life.
Let's try.
She works in the airport where no one is a devotee.
Tengo que discernir entre dos.
choose between two ways of thoughts.
Por un lado, quiero que mis compañeros puedan comer casado, porque si yo no les llevo no van a tener otra forma de comer casado.
I want my colleagues to eat prosciutto, because if not for me, they can eat prosciutto.
Pero al mismo tiempo sé que estoy compartiendo karma con personas que comen carne, que lo comen en el principio, y también me
But on the other hand, she's worried because she's sharing prasad and sharing karma with people who are going to eat meat and be intoxicated. So she's worried about her personal spiritual life.
If you give prasad, there is no reaction on you. It doesn't matter. If they take prasad, they get benefit. And you get credit from Krishna. Even though they eat other things, because they're taking prasad, it benefits. That's why we do Rath Yatra. In Los Angeles, we do Rath Yatra on Venice Beach. You heard of Arnold Schwarzenegger? He was at Rath Yatra this year on his bicycle. And he's very sinful. He's very sinful. But he sees Jagannath. So he gets the benefit. So it doesn't matter if they get anything from Krishna. They get a book. They get prasad. Or if you just say, Hare Krishna. They benefit. There's no reaction for you. So distribute prasad. My wife always distributes prasad. That's the only way you're going to help them. I joined this movement only because of prasadam. That is the only reason I joined. No prasadam? Bye-bye. That's why I can't join any other movement. They don't have prasad. I heard just recently, there's one group. You go to their meeting, at the end, you get a glass of water. What? I can do that at home. I'm going to go to some lecture and then, oh, thank you, now take some water. No, prasad. Prasad ki jai. I'm going to start my own movement. No rules. Just take prasad and give me money. Narantara Swami. The big beard. Om Mahaprasade Govinde. 1,000 rupees. Take prasad. Okay? You distribute prasadam like anything. That's the only thing you can do for those fools and rascals. More questions? Yes, go. Nobody else is asking. No discrimination. Give prasad to everyone. When Krishna did the Govardhan Puja, what did he say? Give the food to the untouchables. Give to the dogs. You can give, how many of you have pets? Give your pets prasadam. Make them devotees. Even Lord Chaitanya did that. Lord Chaitanya was giving prasad to the dog. And the dog was chanting. Urkusta, urkusta, urkusta. Yes, share.
After she distributed prasad between her colleagues, one of them, a girl, the next week was listening to the Mahamantra on YouTube.
You see that? You have direct experience. Jai Hare Krishna. Very good. And don't let anybody change your mind. If anybody says different, tell them I said. Take it up with me. More questions. Yes. Hare Krishna. Welcome to the club. Good question. I have your answer. Because I am exactly the same. So, always, always remember. What does Lord Chaitanya say? We always have to be humble. We have to be respectful. So, you approach the bureaucracy. If they say yes, all good, right? But if they say no, you say thank you, Hare Krishna. Now, do what you want to do in your own way. Nobody can stop preaching Krishna consciousness. And if you are sincere, Krishna will show you how to do what you want to do and no one will be disturbed. You be respectful, you remain humble, but don't give up your intelligence. And where does intelligence come from? From YouTube? Where does intelligence come from? Sakshi? Where does intelligence come from?
From the heart.
From who? From Krishna. Hello? Who do you think we've been talking about for the last hour and a half? Everything comes from Krishna. Do I got to start over from ABCs? Everything comes from Krishna. I'm a failure. Prabhupada, I'm sorry. Where does Krishna live? Where?
In the heart.
Very smart. come to the head of the class. That's because you have a good wife. Oh, he understands everything. Spanish, English, Sindhi, Hindi, and Bindi. Okay, you like my answer? I'll tell you a story. The devotees in Australia, in the early days, Prabhupada told them, go on the street and chant. Mridangas, cartels. So one day they got thrown in jail. The whole party. So the devotee wrote to Prabhupada. Prabhupada, you told us to chant. And now we're in jail. What do we do now? Prabhupada wrote back. Why are you crying? Chant in the jail. So they started to chant in the jail. And the police said, get out of here. You follow? There's Krishna will always show you a way. You just have to be patient and humble. Don't fight. Even I'm Prabhupada's disciple. And the management of the temple are disciples of my God brothers. But I have to be humble. I have to obey the temple. I cannot say, oh, what do you guys know? You're not Prabhupada's disciple. No. I have to show they are in that position. Prabhuji, what is my service? If they tell me don't do this, yes, Prabhu. Even with my wife, yes, Prabhu. That's the secret to a happy marriage. Yes, Prabhu. Time? Okay. You're very, very well. I like your question. I'm sorry. So, stop now. Arati. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Jai.